Morning X headlines brought to you today by Lorenz and Lorenz. Injured in an accident. I feel like there should be a question mark there, but
something.
I don't know. Lorenz, get at them if you got injured in an accident. Jason's not here today. He's sleeping. Lucky bastard. But we're here for you. We're here to talk about the big important things, like do you call stuffing stuffing or do you call stuffing dressing? Now, am I being rude and divisive by saying, do you call stuffing dressing? Because obviously I call it stuffing. What do you guys call it? Stuffing or dressing? You what?
It's dressing.
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 You're a dressing guy.
Dressing.
I'm a stuffing guy.
I'm a stuffing guy.
But I will go either or, depending on whose house I'm at. I don't care. So
just put it on your plate.
There is a definite, it seems to be mostly north-south divide, according to a new survey of all the states. What do you call it, stuffing or dressing? Okay. It seems that the South is pretty dressing-y. I'm holding up an infographic here. Mm-hmm. South, very dressing-y. North, over west, northeast.
Except for Florida.
And then, of course, Florida has to be different. Yeah. You would expect Florida to be dressing, but they went stuffing. And it's just... Florida, am I right, Florida man Kyle? But yeah, I guess in England we call it stuffing because traditionally you would stuff the stuff inside the bird. Yeah. When I was a kid, my mum would always make like stuffing on a side. Some families in England will make like a tray of stuffing. Mm-hmm. If you ever had stuffing balls?
What? That's a thing? I mean,
that's
of course
a thing.
It should be a thing.
Yeah, so you put your stuffing wherever you want to, right? But if you make it into balls and then you bake it, they're crispy on the outside and they're stuffingy moist on the inside.
Yum. Oh, man.
I'm breaking Thanksgiving for people this year, guys, because I do all my English Christmas things when I cook Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
And so I bring over my English traditions and people are like, what is this weird stuff?
Well, see, for me, it's weird. Here it is.
I need those balls.
I've never done like a stuffed turkey. We always get... It's like a shredded smoked turkey from the church.
Of course you do.
Yeah, yeah. So my uncle would just go up there and get a couple pounds of that in a big tub. And then we have a very liquidy, runny dressing.
Oh, God.
It's not dry stuff.
Liquidy. Runny?
Like it's,
how's it runny?
It's like slop. It's like mm-hmm, oatmeal. Mm-hmm. You go...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, no. See, now I would call that dressing.
So that's why, like that's, to me, stuffing is like, was it Stover's stuff top or stove top stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
stovetop.
Yeah, like that's stuffing. Like, but you don't eat that for Thanksgiving. No, are you crazy?
Do you ever eat that?
No.
Okay, now I'm okay. Get us at Jason and Deb on Twitter. Are you a stuffing or a dressing? To what you call it? And then like I'm saying to Nick, I believe that to me is more dressing.
Yeah,
and the stuffing is like
the real starchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you start off with the breadcrumbs, and then this is how I make it: you saute onions and celery, and then you put the stuffing in with some stock. Mm-hmm. I use veggie stock, obviously, and I like mine. I put put nuts in mine.
What?
Yes.
Unheard of.
Roasted chestnuts. No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
Not in England.
Not in England, yeah.
Yeah, roasted chestnuts. And anyone who else has experienced my stuffing, always going to get nuts in it. Nuts in the stuffing. That's what you need. And then I know a lot of people will put like apple or cranberries and stuff in. I'm not really a fruit person, but there's got to be some herbs and spices in there. And then boom, Bob's your uncle. You got some delicious stuffing.
I can't wait.
Oh. And it's like crispy and crunchy on the outside and a bit moisty on the inside, but not runny.
Yeah, how runny is that dressing you get? It falls off the spoon, I assume. It's
Like you have to use
drips
you
off.
Eat it with a straw?
No, it's a little bit thicker than oatmeal consistency. So you just put it in there. Like what I like to do is
mix it's more like gravy.
Yeah, it's a combination of like stuffing and gravy, and it's great like on top of the turkey.
I'm not feeling
it. I've brought some in for you guys to try because we've done this since I've been working for you guys.
Am I surprised every year that you have runny dressing?
I think so, yeah.
It's one of those things. It's like a big shock every year, but fun to talk about again.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not going to have that this year because we're not doing the whole Granger thing. My mom's just getting a turkey from somewhere.
Well, tell her you want that runny ass dressing.
We might.
Surely she's going to have some dressing. I mean, that's the thing, right? What's traditionally a Thanksgiving meal to you? It's definitely the turkey. I know that a lot of Americans put some ham as well on there. Mm-hmm. No, and Benny's like, yeah.
Don't do ham.
And then
maybe for Christmas.
I see it all the time, spiral ham. I have no idea what that is. I've never had it. It looks weird to me.
Yeah.
It's like something from the movie Saw. It's like what happened when he had one of his fun machine experiments.
Yeah.
That's what someone's quad ended up like that.
Sausage.
Sausage?
Deer sausage. Oh, yeah. We always have that. My uncle's a hunter, so he brings in the deer sausage. And
Is that traditional or is that just Russell's, your family?
Yeah. That's
maybe
it's a,
I know that the,
Texas, maybe,
our friends that we're going to have got some deer sausage lined up for San Antonio guy.
Yeah.
But they had that like 2 months ago as well when we went over there for dinner. And then you got to have, all right, well, this is my, you got to have mashed potato, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Definitely got Absolutely. To have mash. Mm. And then I feel like green beans is always in there as a vegetable, right?
Do you go green beans or green bean casserole?
I'm not a fan, I'm a huge fan of green bean casserole because I like it, but I've got a problem with a lot of Thanksgiving dinners.
Mm-hmm.
They're cold.
Yeah.
By the time people do this, they're sitting out there in Tupperware dishes or stuff, and it's just all out there, and you get there and you put it. It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like room temperature, and you're like, cold. Oh my God, wow.
Duh.
How long has this been out?
Yeah, I'm not all for that. Like, I'm about getting that food out quick and hot and all at the same time. We go to my friend's house, and we've got like two ovens because her mum owns the condo next door. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, multiple spaces to cook. I'm like, let's get out. Are we done? Ready. Now, on the table. Sit down. Everyone grab a plate.
Hurry. Do you like one of those bells are like a dime that you ding, and you have a little ticket thing, you just spin around.
I make them line up for 10 minutes before it's even ready, just so they're right there.
We always do a good job of keeping everything warm. My problem is that, like, if I'm eating the sweet potatoes or any kind of vegetable.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, isn't it? Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
That's just taking up room in my stomach for more of this turkey and dressing.
Yeah.
So I'll pass on all the vegetables. I'll get like a spoonful of corn maybe or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Corn is good.
What do you guys feel about cranberry sauce?
Hate it. Not for me.
I don't eat it, but...
Oh, you like the canned stuff?
Yes.
I guess it's whatever you grew up on, right?
Yeah, we grew up on the can too. Mm-hmm.
I've been watching my...
disgusting.
My Instagram feed, I was looking at people for the last couple of days have been simmering their cranberries to make the sauce.
No.
And I know that's a big divide as well.
No, I was
can or jelly. Fancy.
It really shouldn't be, because you think the cranberries would be better if they're actually fresh and, you know, made or prepped somehow.
Yeah.
But we love the can. I don't know why.
It's what you grew up on.
I don't like the skins.
That's a fair
point. And then the other thing that we do that is like there would be riots if we did not have Pillsbury crescent rolls at Thanksgiving. We don't do the dinner rolls or the buns.
They have to be crescent rolls.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Get us at Jason and Deb. What are your traditions, or what do you call it, stuffing or dressing? Lone Star Steph says, my family calls it stuffing. It's the only thing at Thanksgiving I do not eat. We are Hispanics, so my mom makes it with chicken gizzards.
Ew.
Yeah, I get that. I mean...
I don't know.
I would be with you and not eat that either, but yeah, I don't even put chicken juice in mine.
You know, we also usually, somebody will bring like tamales.
Oh, yeah, I love tamales.
And that's one of my favorite stories is my brother was in like his mid-20s, and somebody was like, hey, do you want tamales? He's like, no, they're too crunchy. Because he
the
was...
Heck, no, tamales aren't crunchy.
He was eating them with the husks on.
Oh, man, he was doing this into grown-uphood?
Yes, way
bless his heart.
He still liked them.
That is sad.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Morning X. Duh. It's Jason and Deb. What are you up to today? How are you doing? You can get us on Twitter at Jason and Deb. We were asking the all-important question this morning. Do you call it dressing or stuffing? And do you stuff it or is it like porridge? Like what Nick has at his house.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Wet dressing.
Yeah. Oh, just...
Sloppy.
Those
slippery.
Things go very well together. The noise and the... I don't like the sound of this. You know, maybe I'll try it. Except I'm sure it's got all kinds of meat juice in it.
Oh, yeah.
Drippings and fixings.
It's got all the leftover parts.
Yeah. Do you put meat, like chunks of sausage in there or something?
I honestly don't know if that's something that we make or, again, because like in Granger, my family's from Granger, Texas, and everybody just goes and buys all the turkey and stuff from the church. So they'll just cook up a whole slop full of stuff and you just go.
Is it like a fundraiser?
Kind of, I think.
Or is it just your family's too lazy
it's
to
just,
cook?
It's just it's what you do in Granger. I've never questioned it. I'm just like, that's Thanksgiving to me.
That's so strange. Have you ever cooked any Thanksgiving food, Nick?
No.
Never? Nothing? Spin?
No.
Just go there and show up. Are you heading to Liberty Hill this week?
Yes, I am.
Sweet.
Thursday.
And they call it dressing out there, eh? Or your family
does? We call it stuffing.
Stuffing, yeah.
I feel like some part of my family, I've heard it called dressing before, maybe a few times. I'm not sure. But I always remember it being called stuffing to me.
Yeah.
So I just put a poll up at Jason and Deb on Twitter. Tell now, us, is it dressing or stuffing?
One half of my family did live in England when they were... My mom was young. She lived in England for a few years.
That could be why they call it stuffing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're a dressing state. According to that info map, we are a dressing state. Everyone else up north calls it stuffing.
Kentucky and Tennessee area? That's where my dad's... Was that like a dressing?
That's over here, right? In the racist part?
Yeah, that's all dressing. Dressing still.
I find it hard identifying a lot of these states, but I just think of them as all scary, generally. Yeah.
You're right at the one of the most northern states.
Yeah.
So, but you're still dressing, yeah.
Stuffing.
Huh.
Well, we're a stuffing family.
I'm a stuffing family. I'm looking forward to making mine this week. Last week, I got an envelope by the front door when I was about to leave, and I was like, ooh, surprises. I hadn't ordered anything, but, I get excited if San Antonio guy gets something in the mail. Because now, you know, that's what we've done in 2020, right? You just surprise yourself all the time with presents.
Yeah.
But it's essentials. Like, you literally ordered bath salts, not the stuff that you take to eat people's faces, Epsom salts. Because we use stacks and stacks of them in the tub every night. I've never tried the other bath salts. I'm open to it. I just don't know if you can order them on Amazon.
so you have to have a guy.
Yeah. we're frequently getting just packages, and I'm like, ooh, what's this? So the other day this one came, and neither of us were expecting anything. So I was like, ooh. Whew, air it in your favor. I don't know. I just opened it, and it was a pink Corksicle. That's the brand. Insulated wine glass with a lid. You've probably seen a lot of these in the last few years. You know, you got the Yeti ones. You got Yeti coffee cup. You've got all these things. Well, Corksicle. I know about Corksicle because I got a gift once, an insulated wine bottle that you can take on a picnic. Yeah, look at those. That big giant one down there, Nick. The bottom one, the blue. That one. That's one I have. I got given that as a gift. That holds three bottles of wine.
Jeez. Holy crap.
For you to take on a picnic or...
So one serving?
I've never used it, but it was a beautifully, probably very expensive gift. It's very nice. I love that thing. So when I saw that this brand name was on it, Corksicle, I was like, this was probably a nice little gift. This might be a $20, $30 little cup here.
Yeah.
And it was bright neon pink, super cute. And I was like, well, this is great. They know me. Anyway, so San Antonio guy goes rustling around in the envelope. He's like, maybe there's something in here. And, we look on the outside of the envelope. First of all, it's addressed to the previous owner of my house, who hasn't lived there for almost 6 years.
Yeah.
And these people were very, in my mind, they are just the strangest of strange old couples just because of how they built the house.
Yeah.
The things that are in my house, the decisions that these people made, putting two bathrooms off of one bedroom, etc., etc. Six exterior doors in a 1,600 square foot single story house. What was going through your mind, people? So in my mind, they're lunatics.
Yeah.
But before I'd even figured out all these lunatic things that these previous owners did, and I'm trying not to disparage them too much because I'm sure they're a nice old couple, but I got the email address. They never left any information for me, which you don't have to, but I did for the previous owners or the new owners of my old house in case they had questions. I left them paint tins and stuff. You know, there's always things you might have questions about. So the next door neighbor that was living there when I moved in, I asked her if she knew the old residence. And she's like, oh, yes, we've lived in the same next door to each other for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, have you got any contact info? Yeah, here's the email address. And I emailed them. Do you happen to have... So basically, the whole house was painted white when I moved in, except for the master bedroom, the main bedroom. I don't like calling it that right now. Mm-hmm. Which was slightly light blue. And I didn't notice it for a few months until something happened on the wall and I patched it with some white paint. And I was like, that is not white paint. That is blue paint on this wall. What is this shade called? So I can, you know, repaint with the same color. And they never got back to me. Never emailed me back. No response whatsoever. And I was like, that's fine. They don't have to. But now they're bigger jerks. Not only do I have six exterior doors and two bathrooms off of my bedroom, I've got a blue paint I can't match. Screw these people. And I get mail for them on the reg. I mean, at least once a month, still get mail. Last year, I got a very nice Christmas card from a friend of theirs. I put it up in my house because I don't get many Christmas cards. I wanted it to look more popular. And it, you know, had the, one of those little notes telling them how the family was doing. I was like, you're obviously not that good friends with these people. So this corksicle cup was sent to this old lady that lived at my house. And San Antonio guy went in and there was a little note from Amazon. I guess they'd written a gift note in there. And it said, Dear Leslie, for years now, I have been using your wine glass that you left here. And I think of you fondly with it every time. So I thought it was about time I sent you a replacement. Love, whoever.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what a sweet gesture. But again, what a crappy friend. You haven't spoken to them for 6 years. You don't know that they've moved. They could be dead by now.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for the pink corksicle cup. It was a delightful gift, a sweet surprise. I say maybe like you should pay that forward every now and then. Send a gift to someone's house if you don't know if they live there or not.
I think it'd be fun to send it to your old address. Like,
yeah.
Just hey, you're in my house that I used to live in. Here's this fun thing.
Oh, yeah, but then they have your contact information. What about they're like, well, why did you build your house like this, you stupid fool? Also, why was that one green paint all over the wall? We don't have a plant to cover it. Get it, Nick Hodge, about that.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, this Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Nope.
There you go.
Morning X Sports. Ah!
I suppose I got to do this. This is my obligatory I have to talk about sports segment. Apparently there was a football game on last night. Clearly I didn't watch it. Nick didn't watch it. Spenny, did you watch it?
No.
Alfie? No.
You know, it was one of the good ones that you would like.
Really? Was it like two good teams?
Yes, the Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady versus Jared Goff.
Oh.
Bad news for Bucs fans. They got a last-second field goal by the Rams to win it.
Oh,
last second, but like...
Yeah. I don't... Do we know... We just like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, don't we? Because Tom Brady's on there and Gronk went over there.
Well, they were one of those teams that was like, okay, they're the Super Bowl favorite, but they have not been... They've been underperforming. Like, Tom Brady apparently can't win a game if it's after 5 p.m.
Oh, really?
Like, anytime they play in prime time, he is doing very, very poorly.
He needs to be having like a 3 o'clock Sunday game.
Yeah.
Why is that? Just because he's getting older? How old is he? He's 40, 39, right?
I'm going to say 40? 42.
42.
42. I think it's just a weird thing. Like, because normally when you play one of the primetime games, it's like a good matchup. It's two good teams.
Yeah.
And so it just happenstance that he's lost all these. But yeah, and he even said last night that he's in bed by 9:15 normally.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, which is like a health thing, not an old man thing.
Yeah, that's been my goal recently, is trying to be in bed by 9-ish and asleep by 10-ish.
Yeah.
Stupid San Antonio guy downloaded this dumbass movie last night at like 9:30 and wanted to watch it. And I was like, what do you know? It's not even any good. But he made me watch the whole thing. I'm not even going to tell you, Nick, because I don't want any listeners to accidentally go out there and have to pay $3.99. He paid $3.99. on Amazon to watch this movie that he had watched years ago, and it came up in his brain recently. So he Googled it and found that he could watch it on Amazon. I lied and told him I didn't know my Amazon login on my TV, so I couldn't log out of my Prime so he could log into his. Small white lie. It was to save some time so we didn't watch the movie late at night. And then in the end, he's like, well, I'll just watch it on your laptop. So it was not good, and it was a waste of time. I think I would have rather watched Monday Night Football.
Well, one of my friends recently told me that he has a policy of if it's just like less than $4 or $5 on Amazon, he'll just buy it, like the movie, instead of renting it.
Oh, to buy this piece of crap? $12.99.
Yeah.
No way. We're never watching that again. In fact, I feel insulted. We watched it on my laptop.
That's in your cookies?
It's there now, you know?
Yeah.
Saying that, though, did I close that window? Because then I'd have all his Prime info and I could just order stuff from his credit card.
There you go.
Solid.
And it would just come to my house. God, he would never notice.
Yeah, no.
You would never notice, would you, if like someone was ordering off your Amazon? Unless, of course, you watch every penny that comes out of your bank account and you're like, I didn't spend that money on. But you'd see, like, if you saw your credit card bill at the end of the month and there was like $150 worth of Prime purchases, you'd be like, okay, sounds right.
Yeah.
I probably did that. Man, I could be sneaky AF and go in there and order a bunch of prezzies for myself.
Oh, if I was a bad person, I would have had Jason's credit card number like memorized a long time ago. Because yeah, he would never notice.
Never check, would he?
Never notice. And if he did, he would never confront me on it.
Oh my God.
He would just pay that.
Yeah.
I don't have a credit card, which is by choice, not because the banks won't give me one. But that's one of my fears, is that somebody's going to, you know, hack my account or something and take drain it, and I will never know. I don't even have online banking hooked up. Like, I just...
How do you live in this world?
I have an ATM that I go make regular withdrawals from for medicine purposes, and uh-huh. I always just hit the account summary and balance thing on there, so
that's
how I check it.
Mm-hmm. That's how you do your banking?
Mm-hmm.
How do
it
you
keeps
get...
going up.
How do you get your work money into your personal money?
That's direct deposit. Like, I have that set up.
Okay.
Yeah, so just I assume so. As far as I know, it's still going in there.
You never check anything.
No, it's bad.
Nick Hajda.
Look, like I said, just the balance keeps going up.
So this all in your checking, you do need to open a savings and put some of that money over there that's less easy to get. Because if someone steals your debit card, what's going to stop them from draining your account or running up charges?
Yeah, or I could just spend it.
Terrifies me.
Just spend it all.
No, move it over into a yield-bearing account. My bank account, my bank has one of those, and they're connected.
Yeah.
So if ever one of them gets too small, I just flip the money over.
I could just put it all in Bitcoin.
No, don't do that.
I am so mad. I even thought about putting it all into Zoom stock way back in March.
Yeah.
And I wish, I don't know what it's up to now, but I wish I would have done
that. It's got to be huge.
Yeah.
It's got to be huge, but... Yeah. It's almost like one of those shame purchases. I feel like buying Zoom stock. Mm. Everybody hates Zoom.
Well, I was like, they're going to come out with something that is better than Zoom. And that's what I wanted to tap into. And it never happened. There was never, you know, something.
How have we not done that, America?
Well, because Zoom, they've made it work. They pumped enough money into there.
Yeah, but it's still terrible. I see videos all the time of teachers crying on Instagram that they can't. Like, seriously, I'm like, I can't connect with the students that keeps cutting out. And little Sally needs help with her homework.
I want to see that. I want that to be a dedicated account. It's just teachers crying on Instagram.
Oh,
it's just all videos.
Those poor bastards. Those poor bastards. Listen, coming up today, we've still got your chance to win an Amazon Echo Dot at 8:20, we'll be doing that today. I've also got a Vaminos gift card for you coming up in just a few minutes, though. We've got Deb's Diary. What am I going to be bitching about today? Stuffing? Dressing? Who knows? Actually, you can vote. Stuffing or dressing? At Jason and Deb on Twitter.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
And now it's time for Deb's Diary. A segment... It's not really necessary. I could have just done this any time. But, dear diary, I'm a little worried about Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried about Thanksgiving. I'm a little worried about people getting together. I'm a little worried about people traveling. Really worried about people being in big groups with their elder relatives.
Yeah.
And then you going out and hanging out at the bars with your friends. Can we all just agree? Just Zoom with Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Drive by Grandpa's house, have lunch with Uncle Bill in the backyard, and say, we'll see you soon. I just saw this, and people say, oh, you got no legs to stand on, you're going somewhere for Thanksgiving. I am. I have a bubble friend that I have been seeing this year. We had social distancing hangouts at Jason's pool this summer. She has a massive backyard at her house, and we take the dogs over and... social distance, stay 6 feet apart. And we're so lucky. We're so lucky here that we have, in November, 80 degree weather. It's supposed to be, I mean, it's a little rainy today, but it's supposed to be warm.
Yeah.
You know, we can figure out being outside. And, you know, I know a lot of people have land out in the country and, you know, farmhouses or ranch houses, and hopefully people can social distance. But I just saw this really sad story of this family in town, in the Austin area. I saw it on the news yesterday and again today. They did a gathering this year for one of the children in the family, his birthday party. And every single person that was there got COVID. And there was about 20 members of this family. And it sent the mum, the matriarch, to the hospital.
Yeah.
And so this whole family was like, what oh my God, what did we do? We, you know, we'd waited maybe several months for us all to get together. We think we'd been, you know, keeping it clean. Mm-hmm. And luckily, that in this whole family of 20 or so family members, only, you know, the mum went to hospital and she's, it seems like she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But I just read another story of a couple in San Antonio, young couple. The dad was, I think, 33. The mum was 29. They had a three-year-old son. The dad died a couple of months ago. Mum had to explain to the little boy what happened.
Was it from COVID?
Yeah. And then the mum died. A 29-year-old.
I think I saw it. Yeah. The kid's all alone now.
I've been raised by grandma and aunties and uncles. You know, that's the real stark reality of it. And what's scary, I think, for us in Austin sometimes is we're not seeing it so much.
Yeah.
You know, we are really living in a kind of a anomalous bubble. And again, I'm
extremely lucky.
We are. And I don't want to stand here and preach and say, look, I'd never leave the house. I do. I go out. Mm-hmm. I go outside a lot, but I go to the grocery store. I went to Costco yesterday. San Antonio guy made me go there. Don't tell me. I won't tell you what we bought. It might have been some clothing. I won't tell you what I bought there yesterday, but I did go to Costco. I go to the gym. I mask up. Our gym is a very strict capacity level. They have a counter on the front door. They take your temperatures and everything. So I'm doing stuff. I feel like I'm doing it as safely as possible. So I don't want to stand here and say, you know, and sound preachy. But if you've got a large family, oh God, please try and think about how you can do this safely. You know, I know you miss your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, grandmas and great aunts and nieces and everything. We all do. I mean, my family's all in England. I haven't been able to see them in a year. I don't know when I'm going to get to see my family. And that sucks. But we FaceTime a lot. We just message daily. I was messaging with niece Denise yesterday, sending her pictures that would irritate her just because it's really funny. Do that. If you had a crappy tiling job done at your house and you know that it really gets under her skin, just take pictures of your crappy tile and send it to your relatives. And then when they show their friends who are tilers and they go bonkers, it's great. It's, by the way, if you need pictures of crappy tile, I got a ton.
I would love to message with niece Denise.
Oh, show her pictures of your tile. but yeah, I say stay in touch if you can in ways like that, because you love your grandma, right?
Yeah.
You love your cousin. You love everyone. You don't want to...
that one.
Well, yeah, there's always that one.
Not that one.
Actually, I didn't love one of my grandmas either. She was a mean guy. Granny O'Keefe. Oh, scary. She just made me kiss her on her cheek. You know what? Her cheek was the consistency of what I imagine Nick's Thanksgiving dressing is. Just like...
Just mushy and falling off.
Ooh, she always used to make me kiss her like she was the queen. Come here, give your granny a kiss. Oh, get out of here. You smell like Guinness. she did. It's lovely. You know, save grandma and skip Thanksgiving this year. Or, you know, do it.
Just slow. Be conscious. Don't be one of those people that is just like, oh, it's all a hoax. Who cares? Just get everybody together. Like, I'm going to Georgetown for my mom. We're doing it, of course, Wednesday, because that's how Haida's roll.
I don't know if you know this, Benny, about his family, but... they do every holiday or birthday or something on a different day.
Yeah.
Never on the
every
day of.
Easter,
almost
Easter,
every single
really.
One.
Easter is usually the day of, but sometimes it's a Saturday before. So like Christmas will be the Sunday before Christmas, whenever that is this year. And Thanksgiving's always on Thanksgiving Day. But like since we're not going to with my extended family, we're just going to do it there. But yeah. And
so that's good. So you're staying away from all the older folks.
Yeah, which I wanted to go. After the election, because I was wanting to rub it in, but but it's not safe, so I can't do it. And I feel weird about it because I'm fine just not doing anything. Like that's not going to affect me other than the fact that I won't get, you know, awesome food. But my mom wanted to do it, and we're going to go sit outside.
Yeah,
and you know we'll play cards, and we're also do it. We'll only be like 3 or 4 hours that we'll be together.
Yeah,
we get in, get out. Yeah, we're over it. So, like, we'll go eat, and then we'll play cards, and we'll sit at the table in the kitchen, and my mom turns on the fan, opens the windows, and we wear masks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it because she wants to do it, I'm like, okay, I will do that. Like, that's sure.
That's her request.
But, we did the same thing for Mother's Day, and I think for her birthday, and it's just, but it feels kind of weird, but I'm like, you know what, we're taking the steps, and I've purposely made sure not to go out and see anybody except for you guys this last, you know, week and a half, just to make sure.
Just give it an extra buffer.
Yeah. I know I have a friend who's, they're taking their newborn baby up to San Antonio to see family for the first time.
Down,
excuse me. Yeah. But everybody got tested. And so they were like, yeah, everybody get tested and then it's okay. And it's, again, they're keeping it kind of small and light, but so just be responsible and don't be reckless.
Yeah. Be as safe as you can. What's your plan, Spenny? You got a big family?
It's not huge. It's just going to be my two, like, sisters, full-blooded sisters. I have half-sisters and brothers as well, but I don't believe they're coming because they're all busy in San Antonio and elsewhere, wherever. I forget where my sister lives, whatever.
See, my brother's not going down to San Antonio.
We usually
I don't know where she lives, or she's deaf or dead or something.
No, she's still alive. She came up to visit last weekend, and there was a little concern because we haven't seen them in a while. We don't know what they've been up to, her and her husband necessarily, and they might have been more on the Trump train.
So they're like, we don't believe in masks.
I mean, we have seen them posting on social media. They'll wear masks when required to. But my grandma, who lives up in Liberty Hill as well, she's like not requiring any masks to come over. And that's what's concerning us all.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I haven't talked to my family yet about how that went down last week.
Yeah, how do you deal with that when you've got an older family member who's like, it's fine.
Well, yeah, she's
bring
like,
it in.
Let me get it. No, I mean, that's just what it feels like. I don't think she cares or really, I don't know if she understands how severe it is, or because they're out in the country where it's, you know, spaced out.
It's not
out
as bad right
and
now.
And it's nowhere near as, prevalent. So you don't see that physically. Not that we really see it here. We discussed that earlier about Austin, but I'm just going up Thursday, and it's just going to be my close, immediate family. And
all right, just take that hand sanitizer.
I will.
Spray.
I think for me, it would just depend on how close I am with this grandparent, like how high in the will I'm going to be.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I'll be in there.
That's fine.
This one doesn't have anything for me.
Yeah.
We're asking you to tweet at us today, at Jason and Deb. Do you say dressing? Do you say stuffing? What kind of stuffing is it? Is it in the bird? Is it on the side? Is it wet and moist like Nick's? I'm really interested to know. You can get us at Jason and Deb on Twitter. And one of our best listeners and dear friend, Davis the Door Guy, says, any other day, I'd be all about the Nick and Deb show, but today I must abandon you. Ready Player 2 dropped today. You bastard, David.
Davis. I already replied. Butt slammed for a book?
You know
a
what?
Book?
I get it, though. I saw it in the newspaper today that was coming out. I give you a pass, but we do have a great reason for you to listen. Amazon Echo Dot coming up in the next 20, 30 minutes, so stay tuned.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.